Hello, welcome. Everything is fine. It is your host again, Jesse, with
and Snay.
And oh wait, this is Which Place Podcast. Yay!
Yeah, third episode. I can't believe it's already been like three episodes.
I know, crazy. Time has been flying. I hope you're ready to hear us talk. Because that's what we do.
Oh, yeah, we talk a lot, apparently.
Apparently, that's been a comment we've received. Yeah, we'll talk about the other comments and reviews later. So, let's get into it. For our third celebrity is...
Jimmy Kimmel.
Yes.
Some of you might be familiar with him.
Mm-hmm.
Probably all of you. If you're not, well, you'll learn some stuff about him today. I just want to, like, start this off by saying, like, Jimmy, if you end up being in The Bad Place, please don't blacklist us from your show.
No.
We still want to go to your talk show. We still enjoy your comedy bits, but don't take this personally.
Yes. No, please don't. I don't know why. I'm, like, my mind is going blank right now.
Yeah, do you want to just start off with, like, your first fact?
Yes. Okay. So, my first fact is, where to begin? Okay, I guess we already talked about his shows, so I wanted to say that even though we haven't been to one of his shows yet, because it's really hard to get tickets, his show's still pretty lit, and we have gone to his outdoor mini concerts, which are super fun, and I guess that's not, like, something on him, but, it, you know, it's still his brand.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we've seen...
I mean, none of the shows really on him other than him interviewing people,
Yeah.
Again, don't take it personally.
Exactly. Yeah. So this is a fun thing. Together, we've seen the Lumineers there. Yeah. And then I've seen Fifth Harmony and One Direction, which, like, come on.
Iconic.
Free concerts to see them.
Exactly.
Those two groups. Like, woof. That was so much fun. So I wanted to give him, you know, kind of a lot of points for that because, because they were fun concerts.
Yeah. No, he definitely has, like, the best guests of the three hosts in L.A., so I think he should get points for that.
Oh, yes, definitely. So I wanted to give him maybe 400 points for that.
Okay.
You know, one for each concert I've been
to,
and then 100 for the guests at the end.
Okay, fine.
Okay, 400. What's your thing?
Okay, so I guess we'll start off with maybe, like, my biggest thing about him is, like, I know a lot of, like, talk show hosts have, like, sidekicks, and his is, like, Guillermo. And I love Guillermo, but I feel uncomfortable by their, like, friendship because it feels like Guillermo is just used to, like as, like, a mockery type almost. Like, it makes me uncomfortable because it's just, like, he's always, like, the butt of the joke. Like, other sidekicks are, like, there as, like, comedians also.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Steve on Jimmy Fallon, like, he's a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, Guillermo's always standing off on the side. He always, like, is, like, asked to do, like, these embarrassing interviews and stuff. And, like, I don't know. It just makes me uncomfortable. I don't know if that's, like, really their friendship, but that's, like, the way it comes across. It's, like, never, like, sat well with me, so I don't know. It makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, it is kind of odd. He's, like, I feel like he makes them wear, like, weird things or, like, do weird things. And it might not be Guillermo's choice. Is Guillermo okay? Can we have, like, our sources?
I know. Is he okay?
Is he being there held against his own will? Yeah. Or does he genuinely like this? I don't know.
I really don't know if
it's
he
just weird.
Because it's, like, people are, like, always, like, if they're not directly making fun of his accent, it's always, like, this is funny because of the way he says something.
Yeah.
So, like... Yeah, I don't know. That makes me uncomfortable. So I feel like that's, like, negative 300 points.
Okay, wow, negative 300.
Yeah. Because at first I was like, okay, well, it's his show's producers that also have a say in it. But, like, at some point, like, he has, like, so much power in the show that, like, he could say, like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the producers would listen to him because he is the host.
Yeah, exactly. And Guillermo should speak up, too.
Yeah.
Anyways, so my next thing is kind of, you know, going back to another bit that he does on his show, which is that I'm tired of, and I know you're tired of the whole Matt Damon thing.
Yeah. See, okay, I wrote that I want to, like, take points away because he is friends with Matt Damon and Ben Affleck, but I want to give him points because he pretends that he hates Matt Damon on the show.
Yeah.
But I think his friendship is worth less, or, like, worth more than, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I see. Because, like, The Matt Damon thing was funny in the beginning.
Yeah.
But now they kind of just take it too far. I think especially it started escalating once he started hosting the Oscars.
That's true.
Then it was like, okay, let's just constantly rag on Matt Damon. And then it's just like, I mean, I'm not defending Matt Damon.
It's not even like we're sad that Matt Damon is getting all this hate. It's just I'm tired of the same joke. I'm like, we get it. You pretend like you hate each other, but you're best friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what would that be? Like negative?
Like 200? If we're balancing out the fact that he does pretend like he
hates Matt Damon. Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe that's like his way of like releasing his emotions, but being like, haha, I'm just joking, but not joking.
Maybe. I know. Maybe they actually do hate each other.
I know.
Ugh.
Yikes. We're exposing their friendship
we
right
are.
Now.
All of his undercover. Friendships.
Mine's kind of going off his, like, friendships with celebrities. Mm-hmm. I loved his videos that he did with John Krasinski because they used to be neighbors.
Oh, my gosh. I forgot about that.
Yeah, I think he moved, or John moved to New York, but they used to be neighbors. And every Christmas, they would, like, do a Christmas prank on each other's houses, and that was just like those are the funniest videos.
So funny.
They're so good.
Oh my god,
their pranks are like insane, and I'm like, this is how rich people play pranks. They have the money to like pull off such elaborate pranks, like wrapping each other's like cars and like filling their entire house with like I don't know, like snow or something like that.
Yeah.
So I really like those, and I like that he's friends with John Krasinski. So like that's like 200 points.
Okay, 200 points for that. I'm gonna talk about one of his other. Not friendships, but relationships.
Oh, my God.
And I know you didn't know about this.
I did not know about this.
So maybe other people don't know about it either, but he dated Sarah Silverman. How long do you think they dated for?
Well, I looked it up, so I know now. I had to check his Wikipedia page because I had no freaking idea.
I know. They dated from 2002 to 2009.
That's insane.
Which
7
is
years?
A long time. Like, what?
That is a long time. And I just can't even imagine them being together.
I know. It's so weird to think about. But now, like, she's definitely been on his show since then. Like, they're still friends and everything.
Yikes.
Which is, like...
Sarah Silverman is, like, another topic. I don't even
want to get into. I feel like there's a lot there to unpack.
Yeah, there is a lot.
But most likely bad place for her. But...
Oh, yeah.
Either way. So that was just, like, the weirdest thing ever.
Is that even points? Or that was just something we had to talk about?
A little bit of both.
Yeah.
I want to maybe just like a negative 100 points for that.
Yeah.
Like not enough, like I don't care enough, but also just wanted to mention it.
Yeah.
I
think in terms of like interviews, since that's like kind of what you mentioned, I
think
he's a good host.
Oh, yes.
Like not naming any names, but some talk show hosts cannot like transition interviews for their life. But he does it pretty well. He keeps the conversation flowing. He knows when to like push for like answers, and he knows when to like stop, I think. And he always like gets like the best guests because like, you know, ABC, Disney. So he always has like panels with like the Avengers cast or like the Star Wars cast, and he does a good job of asking everyone like equal questions.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's like a hard thing to do, like to interview like 10 people at one
time. Oh my
god,
yeah.
So I think he's a good host.
I think so too. I would agree.
For a talk show.
Yeah, one of my
the Oscars is a different.
Yeah, when it's his own show, he has control of it. He knows what to do.
Yeah.
One of my points was also, you know, about him being a good host and having his guests. You know, usually a lot of the times they like play games or like do in this particular instance a sketch.
Yeah.
Which, do you know what I'm gonna say?
I have no idea. But I'm sure once you say it, I'll laugh too.
Yeah. It's so okay. I feel like our listeners need to get to know us more, and we
yikes.
We're big fans of the X-Files.
The what?
The X-Files.
I've never heard of that show in my life. If you're a listener, just know I've never watched the X-Files in my life. I have no idea what that is. I don't know who any of the stars are. I've never seen any of them in real life. I've never been to a screening of the show when it was revived. If it was ever revived, I don't know about
that. I
don't know,
I mean, who is David and Jillian?
Who?
The two leads of the show.
Don't think so. Who was named David and Jillian? I don't
it's
know.
It's one. It's a
show.
One person
I have
thing.
No idea what the show is
about. Well, they were on Jimmy Kimmel. I can show you the video later if you want me to.
Yeah, we'll get into it.
We'll watch the interview, which was the cutest thing ever and hilarious. But then we'll also watch their sketch that they did with Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah.
And Jimmy Kimmel's, like, a big fan also of the X-Files. So it was just great. I just love how, like, Jimmy, you know, he is, like, a fanboy.
Yeah.
And I think that's why what makes him a good host.
Yeah.
Is he, like, actually, like, knows people's work.
Yeah, that's true. He does.
Yeah, like this thing from the 90s, he's like, yes. And I just love it.
Yeah.
So, yay for hosting.
Yeah, like even like I've noticed, like even the talk show hosts that I really do like and are good at interviews, there's like points where they're like, they like lack the transition because they don't know about like that celebrity. And I feel like Jimmy has never had that.
Yeah.
Which is really good.
Exactly. Love it. So how many points are we giving him for hosting?
For being a good host?
Yeah.
I think it was like, I said 300 originally, but maybe I'm thinking like
now
500.
I'm thinking 500. Yeah. With my added bonus.
Yeah.
Definitely. I wanted to add one more thing that I like. Talking about him as a fanboy. He was also a fan of the show Lost, which, you know, another favorite of mine. And he like always did like, always incorporated the show like into his weekly shows when it was on. Yeah, because he like loved it and was standing it, and I was like, yes.
So he's a true fanboy.
He is, exactly.
Yeah, that's what you want in a host,
though. Mm-hmm.
Because he knows what the people want.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Nice. Okay. Well, what was I gonna say? Oh yeah. Talking about hosting, I guess we'll transition a little bit to his Oscars hosts. I get why he's chosen as the host if it's on ABC.
Mm-hmm.
It makes sense. But, like, I wish he would just go to The Quiet Place. Like, sometimes he needs to close his mouth. Like, he definitely makes fun of, like, I think it was this year or last year. He, like, was literally making fun of non-white people names. Like, I think he was talking about how Mahershala Ali had, like, a son or a daughter or whatever, and he was like, you can't name them Amy, and I'm like, really? Like, that was like really weird. And then he was talking about like this one Asian girl, and he was like making fun of her name because it was like Yulery or something, and he was like, that's not a normal name. And I was just like, you're literally hosting the Oscars, what are you doing?
That's also reminds me of, like, I feel like most of the time, he's pretty good. No, that's a lie. I feel like once he starts, like, joking about people, like, personally, you know, trying to take jabs at them and it be funny, he struggles with it. Which, you know, I don't, are you going to talk about the Sean Hannity thing or no?
I mean, yeah.
Okay, let's talk about that then. Because, like, with that, that's another thing where he started, you know, a fight with Sean Hannity, which is a Fox News host, anchor guy. Also not here to defend him at all.
Oh, definitely not.
But, yeah, but the whole thing with Jimmy Fallon, you know, he kind of said something that was, like, offensive to the gay community.
Yeah.
So I feel like every time he tries to be funny and, you know, kind of attack people, he kind of takes it, not really one step too far, but just
that's like every like comedian though, like even Stephen Colbert, who I love, like I think he should get points for like having a beef with Sean Hannity, but like then negative because it's like he's like making homophobic jokes,
exactly,
and it's like why is that like supposed to be funny or offensive to people? And then it's just like on top of that he's like spineless because he literally backed down from the whole beef thing and he was like invited to Sean Hannity's show, and I'm like, if you literally accept that, this is ridiculous. It's like literally saying like, I don't know, it's like stick up for what you believe in.
Yeah, exactly. When he like with his apology, like he apologized to Sean Hannity, I think he should have more so apologized to the gay community than so focused on apologizing to Sean Hannity, because it's like, okay, you're making it sound like you take back all your beef with him, and I didn't know he was invited to be on the show. Like, no, you had this fight. You obviously don't like each other, so then just leave it at that, you know? Yeah.
Or don't start a fight if you're literally going to back down
from it. Exactly.
Like,
that
don't
too.
Do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because you should know. Like, you should, like, you're a grown man. You talk about, like, actual, like, political problems, then, like, you should know better than to start a fight that you're not gonna, like, I'm not saying, like, keep fighting, like, a child, but also, like, stick up for whatever you're saying.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Yeah.
And then his apology, he literally said, or I don't know, his publicist wrote, I apologize to those who took offense. I'm like, really? You wrote to those who took offense? Of course, like, everyone took offense if, like, they identify with that, like, with being gay, but, like, that's just blaming people for taking offense almost. Like, yeah, you're apologizing, but why can't you just say, I'm sorry because I offended people?
Exactly.
You don't have to say to those who took offense.
Yeah. It's one of those things where he apologized saying, I'm sorry you feel that way, instead of saying, I'm sorry I did a bad thing.
Exactly. And it's not even, like, he didn't intend for it to come off that way, because it's, like, you're a publicist. You should, like, you know words mean something, and you have to, like, write them properly. So, like, words do mean something.
Yeah. I think he's better on, you know, not on, or better on TV than on Twitter. I don't know.
Oh, definitely. Right? Yeah, I think his, like, show itself is good.
Yeah.
But I think him as, like, an Oscars host or, like, an awards show host and him on Twitter is not great.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, stick to what you know.
Yeah.
How many points? Okay, we'll take some points away for Oscars and then some points away for Sean Hannity.
I think for, like, his Oscars. Oh, well, another thing we didn't talk about the Oscars is, like, that ridiculous, like, 5 to 10 minute segment about going across the street to the movie theater. I know Disney, like, that was, like, a Disney promotion for A Wrinkle in Time.
Yeah.
Like, that was so clear and so obvious, which negative points to Disney for doing that, too. Like, I get it. It's cross-promotion. It makes sense. But, like, that was, like, so cheap and so obvious that you're promoting your own stuff. But, like, that whole thing was kind of ridiculous so long. Why would you ask people who deserve the awards and are accepting awards to keep their speeches short and then have such ridiculously long like segments that honestly they don't need to be there. I don't mind watching a 4-hour Oscars show. Like, I don't care how long the Oscars are, but, like, you can't tell people to make their speeches short. That, like, is a once in a lifetime achievement for most people, if that, and, like, keep your dumb segments that long.
Yeah, I think for the Oscars they just need to have the monologue and then the awards.
Yeah.
No in between little gimmicks and stuff. Like, just keep it, as Ira Madison III would say.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Keep it.
So, minus how many points for Oscars?
Like 400.
Okay.
That's 400. Because he's hosted, like, how many times now? At least the past 2 years.
Yeah. So. I think 2 years.
Yeah.
Okay, and then how many should we get take away for Sean Hannity?
Well, I think he should get 200 points for starting the beef. Or, I don't know if he started it, but just participating, I guess. Like, you know, calling out when people need to be called out. But then, like, minus 300 for me for, like, it going to the homophobic lengths.
Yes.
And then another minus 100 because he, like, is spineless, basically.
Yes, agree. So I wanted to talk about his, you know, being or on his show, he surprisingly has taken this, like, political stance, which I feel like if you would have said this 3 years ago, it'd be like, no, Jimmy Kimmel. Yeah, like, Jimmy Kimmel, why?
Actually, I wouldn't have thought of that from any of the hosts. Yeah. Not that, I mean, obviously Stephen Colbert, because he had a political show before, but for, like, James Corden, James Corden's not even American. I don't know. He might be a citizen now, but...
Yeah.
And then Jimmy Fallon. I don't even know where to start with Jimmy Fallon.
Let's not get into that.
Seth Meyers is obviously... He's pretty great. Yeah. He's my fave. Sorry to every other host. But, yeah, like, Jimmy Kimmel would not have expected that at all.
Not at all. So it's... And it's... For the most part, it's been, like, good things
that
he's been saying. Yeah. He's been an advocate for, you know, gun control.
Yeah.
For, that was a big one because of the Las Vegas shooting that happened in his hometown.
Yeah.
I thought he did really well at, you know, I mean, a lot of people give him, like, are like, oh, he cries on TV.
Which is so ridiculous. I mean, that's, like, conservatives because they don't like him.
Of course.
I'm like, you're literally... I don't get that. I don't get people's mindsets that they are making fun of someone for crying.
It's so yucky. Yeah. I don't like it. But, yeah, he had some, like, you know, good points. And it's you know, it's common sense at this point.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, I wrote that as plus points, too. Yeah. Like, he's talked about healthcare, obviously, because mm-hmm. of his, like, son, which is, like, I think that that's, like, 500 points for just, like, him speaking out about those yeah. issues. But, I mean, I don't know if I want to subtract points for this, but just, like, the fact that it took personal experience for him to talk up.
True.
To, like, talk about things. I'm, like, I'm glad he, like, is doing it now, but it's also, like, you could have been political since... Like, for a few years now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't even realize that because, like, the Las Vegas shooting, his hometown.
The healthcare stuff is because of his son.
His son.
I mean, I get it, too, though. Like, things that happen yeah. to you, you're more likely to be affected by them. But I hope he, like, continues to talk out about things that aren't just affecting his own life.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, I think James Corden does a really good job at that.
Yeah.
You know, you mentioned him. We're not sure if he has a citizenship yeah. here, but he is British.
Yeah.
And he... always talks about things that happen
yeah.
here. He, like, gives, like, a good, like, 5 minutes-ish.
Yeah. He does a good job.
Yeah, he does a really good job. But, you know, we're not yeah. here to talk about James.
I know. We're here to talk about Jimmy.
He'd be in the good place.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish... And also, Jimmy makes fun of immigration a lot, I think.
Yeah.
And I don't... Yeah. It just seems like things that don't impact him personally, he's like, I don't really
yeah.
care. Or it's like, it's a joke to me.
Yeah. But, he's always tries to keep it lighter.
Yeah.
Until it affects him.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So, and then I have one more thing is mean tweets. Mm. That is one of the best things okay. that has come out of this show.
I thought you were going to be like, I'm tired of it or something. Okay,
good. I love celebrities reading mean tweets. At first yeah. I was like, these aren't even actual mean tweets and I don't like that the celebrities are acting like uh-huh. it is because it's like a lot of like just fans like not passive aggressive even.
Yeah.
It's like. You know how fans be acting.
Yeah, exactly. Some of it, I'm like, that could be a legit fan
yeah.
praising them,
well,
but they
like
don't realize
one,
it.
Not
you know?
To bring up John Krasinski, and it's literally like, I hate your dumb face. And I'm like, that's a fan saying I actually like your face.
Exactly.
So it's like, but it's still funny. Mean tweets yeah. are hilarious. His, like, Lie Witness News is funny, too.
Oh, my gosh. I love yeah, that, too.
I think the segments are pretty funny.
Yeah, he has some good segments,
he
for
does.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Definitely, that's like, our last point.
Yeah, 200 points, maybe?
Plus 200 points. All right. Well, guess what? We have our first person in the good place.
Oh, my gosh, really?
Yes, he got 600 points.
Wow.
Yes, positive 600 points. Wow.
Yeah, I think... I'm actually surprised.
Yeah. We had a lot of, like, things against him and things for him,
yeah.
so.
I'm glad our listeners know we aren't just choosing people we know are going to the bad place.
Exactly.
I'm genuinely surprised.
I know, I can tell.
That's awesome.
Yes. Listeners, she is so surprised.
I'm
Her
surprised.
Eyes are
maybe
huge.
He won't blacklist us from his show.
Yeah, maybe we could be guests
Please
on it
Please let us go exactly. to your show. Please give us tickets.
Yeah, Mr. Kimmel, I know you're listening.
I know, of course. He has
I know you're out there.
To do now that the beef is over.
Exactly. He needs some fresh
Maybe
new
he'll beef
faces.
With us.
Oh, can you imagine? We'd get so many listeners.
I know, we really would.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So, you know, now it's time to do our fun.
Oh man.
Fan
my
favorite.
A fan favorite, oh, yeah.
but also Snay's favorite
yeah, my
segment.
Favorite. Yeah.
Bad Janet of the week.
Bad Janet.
Which, do you want to go first?
No.
Nope.
I also want to say, like, it's ridiculous. I love talking shit constantly throughout the week, but when it comes to, like, sitting down and doing a bad Janet, I'm like, I have nothing to talk about.
I literally have nothing. I think I came up with this at, like, 10 o'clock last night.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, like, it was yeah. the last resort. And
yeah.
it, not thankfully this happened, because I'm sad about it, but, like, thankfully
yeah.
this happened, so I have something to talk about.
Yeah.
So I was on Twitter, you know, minding my business.
Of course.
When I see, do you know who my white favorite band is?
Oh, of course. I thought it was Paramore, but I guess it's not.
No. Okay. I have two. Because I have two of everything.
Yeah.
Paramore is my current, you know, teenage,
yeah.
forever white favorite.
Yeah.
But this is my throwback
uh-huh.
white favorite.
Yeah.
Which is?
Fleetwood Mac.
Yes, Fleetwood Mac. And there was, I think it came from Rolling Stone, said that, there's two stories.
Uh-huh.
But this one said that Lindsey Buckingham, lead singer, was fired.
Yikes.
From Fleetwood
fired?
Mac.
That's
fired?
Fired,
exactly. And they're going to go on tour, I
uh-huh.
think this year or next year, sometime soon. You know, they have plans. They're making moves. I would love to see them in concert. Now, I wouldn't be able to see the original members because he won't be there. which is, like, not the first time it's happened. This band has had some ups and downs.
Yeah, I'm surprised they're still a band. Every time I hear their name, I'm like, oh, were they still together? I don't even know how old they are.
They're old. Well, the first time Lindsey Buckingham left the band was in the 80s.
The first time?
Yeah, was in the 80s, yeah. And he joined it in, I think, the mid-70s. So, you know, they're all older. Yeah. You know, they all do their own thing, but I love how they still, like, come together and tour from time to time. And, you know, now he's gone, so they got people to replace him, which was, like, fine, cool, or whatever. But still, I was kind of bummed about that. I was like, my white band.
I know.
So that was just
my white faves ever broke up, I don't know what I would do.
Oh, my
gosh. I mean, I didn't expect them to ever break up.
Yeah.
But, like, yikes.
I know. How long have they been around? Since the 80s also?
Okay. Jeez. I didn't know we were coming to take shots at one another. No, they have been together for, like, 20 years, so...
She's talking about Coldplay.
Yeah. Sorry, I should have mentioned.
A lot of people's white faves also, so...
Yeah.
You know, we picked some good ones, I would say.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's yours?
Okay, I'm just gonna, like, let everyone know I will be talking about Solo, A Star Wars Story, for, like, the next 5 weeks. So if you're tired of hearing about it, you can just skip for, like, the next 5 minutes, because I will be ranting about it. Not about the movie. I'm so excited for the movie. I will be ranting about Star Wars fans and just people on Earth in general. So they released the full-length trailer finally on Sunday.
And it was good.
And, you know, I'm, like, really nervous for this movie because of everything I've heard and all the reactions, but the trailer honestly went off.
Mm-hmm.
Once the music started, immediately I was like, this is going to be an amazing
movie.
You're
ready.
I was like, holy shit, like, this is going to be a good movie.
Your wig flew back.
Yeah, my wig flew to a galaxy far, far away. It, like, truly orbited out there.
And a long time ago.
Oh, a long time ago. Anyway, so the trailer was amazing, and I, like, of course, you know, I'd be, like, searching through the hashtags and, like, seeing what people are saying, and people are so fucking mean. Like...
Mean tweets?
Not even mean tweets. It's, like, worse. Like, it's, like, things that I... So the actor who's playing Han Solo, his name is Alden, and he doesn't have social media, and I am so glad, because people are, like, they're, like... He's ugly, he's not Harrison Ford. I'm like, yeah, no shit, Harrison Ford's, like, 75 years old, and he's Harrison Ford.
Duh.
Yeah. Anyways, just the reaction is so mean, and people are like, I really enjoyed this trailer, but I don't know, something still feels off. And I'm like, your brain is off, because if you enjoyed the trailer, why can't you just admit you're excited for the movie? Like, you don't have to act like this movie's gonna suck just because everyone else is saying that.
Yeah.
It's like, people are literally saying, like, it was a good trailer, but I don't want to watch this movie. And I'm like, why? Like,
what?
Also, why is, like, the production problems, which I don't even know how big of a problem they were, but, like, why is that impacting if you want to watch this movie at all?
Mm-hmm.
And another thing is, like, half the tweets I see, people are like, he's trying way too hard to be Harrison Ford. The other half, let me tell you, he's not trying hard enough to be Harrison Ford. I'm like, what do you people want?
What?
First of all, he's not even trying to be Harrison Ford. Yeah. He's playing the character 10 years before the first Star Wars. So, like, a completely different person.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, people's reactions are so dumb. I'm like, do you ever think before words leave your mouth?
No.
You really don't. And they're like, who's going to watch this movie? And I'm like, well, there's a lot of people who don't have Twitter and will go watch a Star Wars movie. So I'm sure it'll do just fine.
I think so.
I will be there opening night, Thursday, whatever the earliest showtime is, a big thing of popcorn, ready to rate it 5 stars out of 5 stars on Letterboxd afterwards. It's going to be one of my favorite movies. I'm hyped. So you know what? I'm just gonna, I don't even know.
You know
what? I'm over it, but
exactly.
I will probably be ranting about this for, like, literally 5 minutes. I mean, every single week for 5 minutes,
yes.
And I did talk about it for 5 minutes.
Just in case you're wondering. So now the skippers who skipped, we're back.
Oh, yeah, thank you for
if you skipped just, our pageant.
You skipped for the past 5 minutes. Thank you for returning.
Yes, and... So we had our first episode go live to the public. By the time you're listening to this, you already have listened to two other ones, hopefully. But, you know, for our first episode, we were so excited. We were telling all our friends and such. And I wanted to read some reviews of our podcast that we got. It'd be great if these people wrote it on iTunes.
Yeah, please rate us on iTunes, only if you're going to give us 5 stars.
Yes.
Write some reviews. Thank you so much.
Exactly. So I'm going to read some. So first, I think this was the first one I got, was from my sister, Brooke. Shout out to her. Uh-huh. And she said, "You are funny."
Wow. That is honestly a big compliment. Right? I don't think she's ever given me a compliment before. So I'm taking this as a huge compliment.
Exactly. So thank you, Brooke.
Yeah, thanks, Brooke.
Did you want to read it?
Yeah. The next are from two of my friends. Mm-hmm. One of them is from Isabel. If you ever listen to another one of our episodes, this is a shout out. She wanted it to be put on Spotify. You know, I don't know how the Spotify
podcast works,
but we'll try.
But it will be on other directories besides iTunes and besides our website. Yeah. So look out for that. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter. Yeah, Twitter. Yeah. And our website will have the other places there. Anyways, yes.
And a few of our other friends said, like, this is a good podcast idea, which is, like, awesome because I'm glad you all want to hear us talk about celebrities because sometimes we be a little bit too much.
Yeah, in public.
Yeah, exactly.
People would just be like, what are you talking about?
I feel like we talk so fast sometimes that they don't understand what we're saying.
I know. My one thing is, like, I hope that when people listen to this podcast, A, they understand us, and B, they start, like, picking up on our lingo and stuff. Yeah. Wouldn't that be so fun?
Oh, yeah. Maybe we should have a dictionary. Like, what?
Oh, my God.
I mean, go to Urban Dictionary. Just type in these things.
Yeah. But, yeah, we could maybe in the future have a segment where it's, like, Snay and Jesse lingo.
Yeah.
We'll use it in a sentence.
True.
Give you the definition. It'll be great. Yeah. So, we just wanted to thank the people who said that it was a good idea, good concept. I wasn't too sure how it was gonna play out, but I'm glad it worked.
I know.
Do you want to say another one?
Sure. Shout out to Carla. She is literally our queen. We love her. We would love to have her as a guest on this show. Mm-hmm. She said it was a good concept, and she showed it to her friends, and her friends said it was a good concept, which honestly warms our heart.
Yes, thank you so much. I'm gonna say this one. This is from Snay's mom.
Yeah.
And Snay's mom was listening to the podcast out loud
as I'm in the same room. I'm like, are you kidding me?
So, of course, Snay was texting me, all of her
frantically
comments. Yeah, I was just like, oh my God, my mom just said this. And her mom said, I'm guessing at the end or in the middle.
No, it was just literally the first 5 minutes.
Oh, even better. She was like, it's funny. It's a good show. I like it.
Yeah, which is a lot coming from my mom because I don't know if she knows a lot of pop culture references, but she was like, she literally laughed when she found out it was about Drew Barrymore, first of all. Then she was like, she's like, Drew is going to the good place, even though I don't like her. I laughed so hard at that. So shout out to my mom.
Yes, thank you. And then also my professor who listened to this is probably listening to this one. He just said, these girls can talk, which...
I mean, we can.
I think we proved it all to you guys. If you're still listening, thank you.
We can talk.
Mm-hmm. And lastly...
shout out to our friend Jake for listening and shouting us out during our UPB meeting last week. That was really nice of you, and I hope you continue to listen.
Yeah, thank you all to our friends and family for listening. Thank you to anyone else listening. If you want your review set on air, hit us up, and we'll give you a shout-out.
Yeah.
Do you want to plug your stuff? Any stuff?
My stuff? Yes. Follow me on Instagram, at Violet Hills. Follow me on Twitter, even though it's locked. I will prove you, maybe.
Maybe.
It's at MXYLOTOS.
And then follow me, Jesse, on Twitter and Instagram at JessieTheJet. And then follow our podcast on Twitter and Instagram at WhichPlacePod. Check out our website at basementbuzz.com/WhichPlace. And, listen to us next week.
Yeah. Another guest that is yet to be identified.
Exactly. You'll have to tune in.
Yeah, send us suggestions, who you want to hear us talk about.
Yeah, and hit us up if you want to be a guest. We'll figure something out.
Exactly.
Okay, thank you guys. Bye.